is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. So enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. We do it for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to get into some news military-related here in a little bit. Mark, you're going to be telling us about, surprise, surprise, they're already talking about bringing military troops, U.S. military troops, into Libya. Oh, it was just going to be a bombing campaign.
They have to put the troops down there to make sure that nothing flies.
Except the U.S. stuff or the Western planes.
NATO stuff.
Yeah, NATO.
So we'll fill you in on that. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. But, you know, since we're going to talk about the military, I kind of had an interesting story today. As you know, my job during the daytime is to call talk radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live to bring as many stations on board as possible. And you know, a lot
it's
of
working.
These, it is working. We're nearing 100 stations, which is great news. We brought XM on board just this week, which is also very exciting.
Big news, yeah.
And so Free Talk Live's profile continues to raise within the business world, the industry of talk radio.
The really good news is all the rest of those talk show hosts are old. We're gonna outlive them, no matter what.
There is that, but of course, eventually someone will outlive us, Mark.
So that much is true.
We will not remain on top for long.
Yeah, there's somebody out there that's younger.
All right, so I've been talking to a lot of these stations for a long time, for, you know, years in some cases. And that's just how long it can take sometimes for a station's schedule to open up a position and, you know, have the opportunity to even consider doing something with Free Talk Live. Because when you're new in the business, when you're new in syndicated talk radio, you know, you're the new kid on the block. Nobody knows who you are. You haven't proven yourself. You've got no rapport with anybody. For all they know, you're going to disappear next week.
It's a highly regulated and very conservative business. By that conservative, I mean it's conservative in the business realm of it.
They don't want to change.
They don't want to try anything new. They have a limited amount of competition because of the licensing that the FCC gives out, so they don't have to evolve or die. They can just keep the same talk show hosts on over and over.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's sad, and it is because of the highly regulated environment, and I've talked about that before, how the FCC is actually, you know, essentially responsible for crushing the radio business slowly.
Sort of like a good old boys club, sort of, where they're all comfortable with these individuals, and they all work together to achieve a like-minded.
I mean, there is competition, obviously. There are different companies, and they are competing for ad dollars in each marketplace. That much is true. But the competition is very, very limited. And, of course, in the 1990s, with so-called deregulation, usually when the government does deregulation, it frequently doesn't mean what it sounds like it
means. That means a monopoly privilege for one of their corporate friends.
Yeah, exactly. So, or in this case, a handful of their corporate friends. In the 1990s, they made it easier for corporate interests to snatch up as many radio stations in a marketplace as possible. It used to be that the FCC limited the number of stations that one company could own in a geographic area.
They still do, but the limit is just much higher.
It's been jacked up quite a bit. Now, that's not to say I oppose the idea of being able to own more than, you know, a bunch of however many radio stations, but I only support that in the auspices of freedom, where if I want to start my own station, I can do that. I'm not restricted to this bizarre marketplace that has been tied down by the FCC, where you can only buy the stations that are in existence, where starting a new station is a next to impossibility. So anyway, the FCC over the years has been just slowly strangling the life out of the business, and as a result of that, there's a very limited competitive environment. Talk radio, for the most part, is a very kind of a static thing, as you were describing, Mark.
It's very brandish, where there are certain brands, like, you know, the big names, I don't need to say them, but there are certain brand names that people associate talk radio with now, and it seems like the difference that you're saying is the whole mandate versus the market, where if the market demands your radio show, it's going to be out there.
That's right.
Pirate or otherwise. And if your mandated radio show happens, where the government says, well, you can only do this, this, or that, well, then you have this sort of, you know, brand X versus Y and Z, and that is repeated through every marketplace.
It is, and we've just now seen them kind of break out of their mold a little bit, and I think that maybe the kind of the rise of internet audio options has kicked them into gear slightly, because now the radio station owners are realizing that their license isn't what it used to be. The license, the almighty license that had given them the permission to do business in the past, nobody on the internet has to have one of those. So anybody with the know-how can put together some sort of internet audio streaming option and to some level compete. And, of course, they also know that internet is becoming more available in cars, in the dashboard of American automobiles. And we are starting to see that now with Ford and Toyota introducing, and other companies as well, introducing built-in Wi-Fi, essentially WiMAX or whatever, in the dashboards of vehicles. GPS, internet connectivity.
Right, or 3G in different things like the iPad.
That's right.
And the, you know, besides just your cell phone, into the cars and the iPads and other devices.
You're right. You can have an iPhone or any other smartphone right now, stream Free Talk Live, and basically it's your little transistor radio. If you have a...
And better yet, plug it in with a little 1/8-inch cable to your stereo. Yep. Mark, you and I, we've got the radios in our car where we've got the jack right there on the front. You can just put whatever you want.
Just about every new vehicle has them now. I think Everything from about 2005 on up.
So this is,
what do they call it, auxiliary?
Yeah. So this is a big threat to the radio stations. And now we are starting to see them, you know, hustle a little bit and try new things. And Free Talk Live is kind of part of that. And, you know, progressive talk radio, so-called, has kind of come out within the last decade, mostly the last 5 years or so. And that's starting to see some level of success as well. And so that's all good news. And, of course, you're also starting to see talk radio move on to the FM band, which is also good because fact is people under the age of 45 just... they barely know AM exists.
Well, so. Also, I think the podcast aspect is very pleasing, where a lot of people see, obviously you can podcast whatever you want as long as you have some means of recording it,
mm-hmm.
but the idea of these packaged podcasts where people can put them on their iPad or their iProduct or whatever and then take it to work and listen to it when it's convenient to them, I think has definitely revolutionized talk.
No doubt about it. But the one thing the podcast can't do is provide you with a live interactive environment.
Sure.
Podcasts, by their nature, are recorded and played back. So the reason I even mention all of this is because, well, you know, Free Talk Live has kind of had a tough road to hoe. I mean, it hasn't been an easy process. It has taken a long time, a lot of phone calls to get where we are. And I've been talking to one guy, I won't say which station, but one guy at his station, been talking to him for a number of years. And just recently, one of the talk show hosts in the business, a syndicated talk show host named Alan Hunt, is thrown in the towel. He's calling it quits. He's done. He's been on the air for 5 years, and he's already done. So he's leaving behind something like 100-plus radio stations, and when that happens, what I do is I call every single one of them. And whether I've talked to him before or not, I'm pitching the show to him.
Nice.
And so one of those stations I had talked to before and had been talking to over the years, and so here, this is my chance. This is our chance to do something now, because this guy had a night show, like we have a night show. He did it a little bit later, but that doesn't matter, because stations can record Free Talk Live. They can play it back. And so he writes me today to say that, Ian, I'm no longer considering your network for our stations, and I do not contemplate considering it in the future. We are not a good match in programming ideology. Thanks for your patience in pitching me in the past. He's very, very nice about this rejection notice. And so I asked him, you know, I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is there something specific that rubbed you the wrong way? And thanked him for his consideration. Now, of course, nobody owes me an explanation.
Right, but it's nice to know. I mean,
sure,
you know,
yeah.
If we take stands on this show, as do many other shows out there, but we take stands that are far different than many other shows. And what is it about our stand that turns you off?
So here it was. He took the time to write back. All it took, he says, was a comment about crazy old vets not being able to get their meds. If there is a government shutdown, we have a veterans hospital here. Also, we strongly support our military men and women. When I looked deeper into your site and found the anti-war materials, it was obvious that we are not a good mix.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if your station's about war, you know, I mean, what are we going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not going to bend our opinion to, you know, to get on somebody's radio station.
Can't do it.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, the main feature of the website actually allows you to control the content. Everything you see on the main page there, the main column, created by listeners like you. As you're surfing around the web, you find something interesting that you want to share with our other listeners. You can do that by submitting it as show prep to the site, and then other listeners will see it and vote on it, whether they like or dislike it. The most liked will make it up to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them, possibly talk about them, and also other listeners will see them as well. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. And for people with lawyers who have to know what, you know, they want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyers should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. If you have to deal with the legal system on a regular basis, or you want to stand against some kind of injustice using the legal system, you need jurisdictionary.com. This is the kind of civics education you should have gotten in school, and you can get it for less than the cost of an hour with any good lawyer. Jurisdictionary.com. Again, that's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, you can bring up anything you want. We'll continue. We've got some more war-related news here in a little bit. But first, we go to your phone calls. Dave is listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Steve. Just wanted to talk about video game censorship, actually.
Sure.
Later this year, there's a new game being released, Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh, is it really actually going to come out?
It's supposedly supposed to come out in June after 12 years.
Just right, for a little bit. Has it only been 12 years? I don't know. I feel like it's been much longer than that. When did the original Duke come out, like 1996 or something? Seems like more like 15 years.
Duke Nukem 3D came out in 1994, but they announced it a few years later that they were working on Duke Nukem Forever.
So Duke Nukem Forever, Duke Nukem 3D was one of the batch of very popular 3D first-person shooters in the 1990s, kind of was the big follow-up to Doom. I mean, it wasn't the same company that did it, but it was very, very popular, and I played it when I was a teenager.
Oh, yeah, so did I. Definitely. Yeah. It definitely had its own sort of
flavor.
Yes, I guess if you want to say that. It introduced a lot of different ideas to the video game world.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun as well. And so they announced this, I guess, the sequel back in the early aughts, and it was like vaporware. They kept promising and promising and promising, and like they had to rewrite it and junk one engine and start again. And
that's kind of expensive.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, this is probably one of the most expensive games of all time just because it's taken so damn long to develop. And I guess it's finally been popping up at some of the trade shows as far as like playable demos and things like that. So it looks like it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, so it's actually caused a bit of a controversy, because they've included a game mode called Capture the Babes.
Capture the Babes.
Okay.
It's a variant of your traditional Capture the Flag.
Mm-hmm.
And in this mode, you have to capture the babes from the opposing team. And
right.
One part of it is the babes will become hysterical, and you have to give them a slap on the bum to so-called calm them down.
Oh, that's wow.
Now, because of this game feature, some people are outraged and claim that the game promotes domestic violence against women. And Australia, which has kind of been notorious for digital censorship already, is considering banning the game altogether.
Wow, that'll be great if they ban the game, because it'll be huge publicity for them, and it'll be very highly sought after in Australia as a result.
You know, you can shoot women in video games, but apparently you can't slap them on their bums. I mean,
okay.
It's so funny that these games will allow, you know, that people don't have any problem with you smoking somebody right in the face.
Right.
You know, just taking a shotgun and blowing somebody's head off. But if you get a polygon, a hot female polygon, and throw her over your buff male polygon's shoulder and then slap her on her bum, then that's a problem.
Right. It's absurd. The difference, we're going to ignore this blatant, you know, violence, but at the same time we're going to criticize you for this minor violence.
It's weird.
Yeah, well, I guess video games are expected to be violent at this point.
But it's even a double standard between different media types. I mean, for decades now, we've shown violence and domestic violence and all kinds of stuff on TV and movies, and that's largely accepted. Nobody's calling to ban that, but if you put it in the game, people want to ban it.
Well, you know, as the game, you play the protagonist. This is the one thing that I think they can kind of... you know, make a point of, you know, is when in a book, if they write it in the first person, you know, it's still just a book. You're holding it there. If it's a movie, it's, you know, there aren't any movies done in first person, really. You're viewing the action. So if a protagonist or even an antagonist slaps a girl around, it's not you doing it. However, when, you know, in the video game, when you must calm down the female polygon, the hysterical female polygon, by smacking her on her polyagonist bottom, then, well, you're pushing the button in order to make that happen, right?
Sure, but I think that there's a lot of people who say, well, there's some people who can't tell the difference between a video game and reality. And given that this is a game for adults already, I think that's not very many people. And it just seems like it should be an issue for parents, not police.
Have those people ever... I totally agree. But have those people who claim that some people can't tell the difference between a video game and reality, have they actually ever played a video game?
That's a good question.
I mean, come on.
They're mostly over the age of 45, I think.
You know, one thing that they could level at Duke, and I'm surprised they're saying this is like encouraging domestic violence. It would seem to me that the most appropriate thing, I mean, if you're going to level a critique at Duke Nukem as far as its treatment of women, maybe you could label it as misogynistic.
Sure, I think that would probably be more accurate.
Yeah, because for ever since the beginning of Duke Nukem back in the mid-1990s, one of the things the game was known for was they had strippers in the game.
Yes.
And at one point, you would go into a strip club, or more than one point, and there would be, like, essentially these kind of virtual strippers. They weren't actual characters. They were, like, projections.
Yeah.
And because, like, it's a futuristic sci-fi kind of game. And you would, if you approach the stripper and you press the space bar or the attack button or something like that, he actually pulls out a wad of cash or, like, a dollar bill or something like that, and it goes to the stripper. And the stripper will then pull open her top and show, I guess, tasseled boobs,
yeah, exactly,
shall we say. And so, I mean, clearly it's kind of, you know, they're objectifying women, right, in that that kind of a viewpoint. That would be, I think, the most appropriate critique to level at the game, but it is what it is, and Duke is who he is. He's kind of a misogynist.
People do
exactly
this in the world, too. I mean, you know, so the Duke character is a character.
Right.
And it's really interesting to see people get all bent out of shape about characters. They don't do it with books. They don't do it with movies. They don't even really do it with comic books that much anymore. But video games, because I guess they're an up-and-coming new media, they get a lot of heat.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So it looks like Australia considering banning the upcoming Duke Nukem Forever. 1-800-259-9231. I swear, if that happens, it's great news for them.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be headlines. It's going to be more publicity for the game. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
the food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb. Flexibility with the
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can do it for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. I've used the process. It is fast and easy. And with the coupon code here, FTL, you can save $10 off the already low price. If you go and get a will drawn up by a lawyer, it's going to cost you hundreds of dollars. You do it at LegalZoom.com. I don't know what the exact cost is right now, but it'll certainly be less than 100, especially with coupon code FTL, LegalZoom.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. The news, according to Dave in Canada, is that Australia and its board of censorship, or whatever they call themselves, is looking at banning a particular video game, Duke Nukem Forever, coming out later this year, ostensibly, which will involve some sort of content that... some people are offended by, apparently. They have female characters in the game. At one point, the female character will get upset, and to calm her down, the protagonist, Duke Nukem, must give her a slap on the behind. And people are saying that this is encouraging domestic violence. It may be a little misogynistic, but... the whole idea.
Yeah, most of these video game players don't have someone to beat on, so it's not a really big deal.
True. They don't have girlfriends.
I don't know that I agree with that at all. The fact is, video games are extraordinarily popular right now.
It's true. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
They make more than movies do. So.
That's true. They have eclipsed Hollywood cinema. You're right.
A lot of people, I used to be one of them. Now I'm not so much, but I used to be a guy who just didn't watch TV at all. Mm-hmm. I just played video games. I used my television as a video game playing console. And, you know, it's cheap. It's interactive. It keeps your mind busy.
Yeah, and of course, there are plenty of games in which there's just excessive, brutal, gore-filled violence.
A lot of the games, you spend your time killing other polygons, you know, the characters there.
And in many cases, games like, I've played games like Wolfenstein, where you are up against female characters who are trying to kill you, and, you know, these are games where they're very, very brutal, they're very, you know, the violence is as realistic as they can make it. Now the games have physics engines in them, so the blood splatters like real blood might
and
splatter.
And the body flies ragdoll through the air, of course.
Yeah, so it's becoming more and more realistic over time. And, of course, you do get to the point where you're going to... There is a question of, well, at what point will these characters in the video game start to become less distinguishable, more difficult to distinguish from real-life
I think the attempt for that has always been there. The idea is to make it as photorealistic as possible. There's a lot of computing power that needs to happen before that could be actually achieved.
No doubt. But I don't just mean the photorealism. I also mean just the realism in their behavior as well.
Well, they're working on that too with the AI. But combining those two aspects, you can probably have one really good-looking game, but the AI is going to suffer because your computing power is all devoted to the processing of the polygon count and whatnot. I think that a lot of people talk about this video game thing, and they talk about people emulating, but what do people actually emulate? I mean, if you look critically at the stories out there, you'll see that what they emulate is live action, like wrestling and various things of that nature, where they're gonna.
When you say what they emulate, you mean in real life outside of video games?
Yes, taking something from a screen and emulating it, whether it be a computer screen or a television screen or a movie screen. People emulate. I think the most popular one is the children and adults emulating the wrestling moves, and I've seen plenty of videos about that.
And also kung fu.
Right, and the whole fail shows that MTV has done and whatnot. Mm. So the. I don't see a lot of people emulating video games except for the costumes and the whole cosplay aspects.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you have, of course, maybe LARP, where they're live-action role-playing, where they can emulate their role-playing person and do live-action drama. But it's all inside a box. It's all controlled. The variables are all decided beforehand. It's all voluntary, that sort of stuff. It's just the argument that kids are going to emulate video games has been used over and over again and has not been backed up by evidence to my satisfaction.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's a quote, and I'd have to dig for it. I didn't realize we were going to be doing this, but I know the guy's last name is North, and he was testifying before Congress, and I think it was the late 40s or early 50s.
Oh, Oliver North?
No. This was late 40s, early 50s. And it was about video games. And this was the institution of the American Comic Association.
Wait, what?
Excuse me, about comic books.
I was going to say, video games didn't exist then.
About comic books and the American Comic Association. And basically his quote was something to the effect that the lurid colors of these comic books infiltrate our youngsters' minds to the point that they cannot distinguish between them and reality.
What?
This was comic books. Right. No parent in their right mind would ever at this point say that, you know, hey, these comic books are, you know, kids can't tell the difference between them and reality. Now, I agree that there are adult comics out there that have adult themes that kids shouldn't play. In the same way that I think that there are adult books and adult movies that kids shouldn't play.
Sure.
But that's the responsibility of the parent. I mean, who is keeping kids from getting a hold of adult comics? You could mail order them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not that hard.
And the internet can give you whatever you want if you know where to look
for it. Absolutely.
I think this what this actually speaks to isn't the whole sexism thing or domestic abuse. It's more like, and this brings up Mark's point home too, is that the adults or the older people are upset that their children or the younger people do not think the same way they think, do not value the same things they value.
Oh, no. They know that their kids value and think the same way they think. That's what concerns them. They want their kids to remain four-year-olds for the rest of their lives. The fact is, adults know that their kids are going to want to drink, they're going to want to have sex, they're going to be, you know, they're going to want to watch adult-themed movies, and it scares the bejesus out of them.
No, I don't think that's entirely true. I think they're afraid of who they've become from children, but at the same time, with technology increasing as it is, they don't fully understand the video games that the way the children do.
Well, of course.
Like, my brother grew up playing video games, so he has a clear...
Younger? Older?
Yes, younger brother. Okay. He's 11 years younger than me, so his entire life was video games. So he has a clear distinction between reality and when he sits in front of his computer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole different person that comes out when he's in front of his computer. Now, some of the mannerisms of dealing with the online role-playing game phenomenon do come out in his personal life, but that's more how he interacts with people, how he chats, and how he, you know, the short responses he gives or the inflection. But for the most part, watching him grow up playing video games and playing some of the most violent, he played all the ones I had, and I've had plenty of violent games that were fun, and he is definitely not a violent person in any means. It's just absurd. But he has a completely different view of the internet and computers and gaming than my mother. She can't possibly understand.
Can't fathom.
No. There's two different...
And here we are with... And you're right. I think you're absolutely spot on with that. And, of course, who's in charge of the government? It's older people.
That's right.
You know, people in their 50s and their 60s and their 70s, not the video game generation. And this is one of the biggest problems with the government. I mean, besides the fact that it's an agency of coercive force and a violent monopoly at that, but also the generation gap where you've got people who are in a completely different generation attempting to control what goes on in the generations that are sort of beneath them without having any idea, any concept of what it is they're doing, like these fools in Washington, D.C., you know, trying to come up with ways to control the Internet. Of course, thankfully, the government's so slow at doing anything that by the time they figure something out, the Internet has changed enough to where that doesn't apply anymore, thank goodness. But we see that frequently, and it's just sad. You know, when I heard the caller calling in about this Duke Nukem Forever, discussing how there'll be this female character, it's like Capture the Babe. And so you'd have to slap her on the behind. I figured it would be slapping her in the face.
Yeah.
Not because I think that should be done, but because when I was growing up in movies, that's what was done.
Right.
We'll come back with more of this here. Your thoughts are welcome as well at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if anything, it's a de-escalation.
Right.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find a free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid 4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying
buying for your home, call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll see affiliate links for Amazon and Newegg. Now, if you enter through the Newegg affiliate links, then a portion of your purchase will be given to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. If you enter through the Amazon affiliate links, then a portion of your purchase will be given to Free Talk Live. So essentially, we'll get a chunk of Amazon's profits on the sales that you make there. So just enter through our affiliate links if you want to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Same great prices, same great Amazon deals, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, dozens of categories. You know Amazon. Just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. It'll make a difference. And, of course, you can order things like video games, violent video games. I don't think Amazon checks any ID, which is another good reason to order through Amazon. So, kids, if you can get your hands on mom's credit card.
No sales tax either.
Right, that's right. I don't think they collect sales tax in any states, but I'm not going to go out on a limb on that one. I'm pretty sure they don't.
Wasn't there something about Illinois where they basically pulled out of their associates?
Yeah, they'll shut down their operations usually. If like a state is trying to tax them, they'll get upset about it and they'll just say, all right, well, if you're going to tax us, then we're just going to leave. We'll set up our warehouse somewhere where we're appreciated, basically. Anyway, so pre-ordering games and things like that, it's great through Amazon. In fact, I remember that here in town there are a couple of video game stores, corporate video game stores, where they actually card people for video games.
Yeah.
I was shocked to find this out. So, I mean, the idea that you're going to be able to stop young people from getting their hands on video games is so ludicrous. And so these Australian censors want to stop, apparently, Duke Nukem Forever, which is coming out later this year, from being released in their country, as though that's going to stop young Australian teenagers from getting their hands on this video game. Hello, if they have the internet, they can just download a copy.
Exactly.
It's not a problem. In fact, they even actually have, back in the old days, you know, a decade ago, you would have had to have downloaded a copy from some sort of pirate website. Now, they actually have official download distribution channels on the internet yep. where you can actually pre-order a game. They have a couple of them, actually, at least a couple of. There's one called Steam, and there's another one I've heard about. I don't remember what it's called, but essentially, a game will be prepared for release. They'll upload it to this Steam service. And I'm sure there's some sort of back, you know, contractual deal going on there, because Steam actually gets different. Steam's run by one company, but they get different companies' games that they distribute through it. And so you can pre-order a game on Steam, and it's pretty slick. What they'll do is it'll pre-download the game to your computer, and then at midnight on the day of release, the same day that you could go to the video game store to pick up the physical package, to take the DVD back, put it in your computer, install the game, at midnight in your time zone or whatever, that game will actually unlock, and it's already been installed on your computer. It's ready to go. You're not paying for any of the packaging, so usually you're probably going to save like $5 or something like that if you do it that way. And there it is. It's just already on your computer. You didn't even have to leave your house.
Yep.
So how are they going to stop that one in Australia?
They're not.
Can't stop it. And, you know, this is the argument for the ages. I swear that there was probably, you know, some Babylonian out there with his braided hair and his little box-shaped beard and the eyeliner on and the little skirt, saying, "We can't tell this Epic of Gilgamesh thing. It'll drive kids bananas." You know, I mean, I think that the older generation has been complaining about the younger generation and their interests mm-hmm. since there's been an older and a younger generation. I pulled up that quote from it's Sterling North, and it's so good. I want to read it.
This is from the 1950s.
Yeah, I think this is. I don't have a date here.
It's from a congressional hearing regarding comic books.
That is my belief as to where this came from.
Goodness, they didn't create the Office of Comic Book Regulation.
They practically
like that.
Did, though.
Really?
Yeah, the fact is that they created something, I think it was the American Comic Association or something like that. And
was it government? Authority?
No, it was not government, but it was like, you know, like the movie rating organization.
I see.
So, and it just withered and died of its own accord because no one cared. So
wow.
they at first they put these big stamps on, and then the stamp got smaller and smaller mm-hmm. to the point that it's barely even barely the size of a pea on the comics, and no one cared whether or not it was accredited by the American Comic Association or not. No one give a crap. So here's Sterling North, his voice from the past. "Badly drawn, badly written, and badly printed, a strain on young eyes and young nervous systems, the effect of these pulp paper nightmares is that of a violent stimulant.
To give kids seizures.
Their crude blacks and reds spoil the child's natural sense of color. Their hypodermic injection of sex and murder makes the child impatient with better, though quieter, stories. Unless we want a coming generation even more ferocious than the present one, parents and teachers throughout America must band together to break the comic magazines. But the antidote to the comic magazine poison can be found in any library or good bookstore. The parent who does not acquire the antidote for his child is guilty of criminal negligence." Okay.
Wow.
Just about our oldest listeners. He's talking about you and your generation.
Mm.
He believes...
This guy was, what, 50 years old or something like
right,
that at the time?
He was
now.
Some old codger.
Mm-hmm. Born in 1900.
Time, right. At this time, talking about young kids in their comic magazines and their lurid blacks and reds destroying the child's natural sense of color. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the older audience here, do you feel like your natural sense of color was destroyed?
You can't appreciate a good fall skate.
Yeah, I mean, you should have just read those good old fashioned books like Sterling North.
Yeah, the
North
boring ones that didn't entertain you at all.
God,
it destroys children's imagination.
And just and my younger listeners, the ones that are 17 or 18 right now, saying, "Yeah, we love violent video games." Just remember,
your day is coming.
When you turn 50 or 60,
yep.
you're going to say this stuff. I know 50
what could
or 60,
come next, though, right? I mean, like
you it's going to be 3D immersion technology. When your 14-year-old kid can go into the room and, you know, do Cindy Crawford.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a real problem for my 18 or 19 year old listeners right now. They're going to be like, no, this is absolute, this is filth,
blasphemy.
You know, but hey, this is it. This is how it progresses, people.
That's right.
Take a deep breath and realize that you're on the technology ride and that your generation is no more corrupt or messed up than the last one.
Well,
and it's okay.
Is it possible that the pendulum could swing backwards? Like, if you look at, for instance, swimsuits, and over the years, you know, the last 100 years, they have progressively gotten skimpier over time, generally. You know, it used to go down to the woman's ankles, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it possible they could go back there?
Sure, I think that's certainly already happened. Video games they've pushed the envelope of violence to the point where they've made just horrible games that no one will buy because it's just, okay, yeah, it's gratuitous violence, but the game isn't any fun. You don't
right, buy
plot.
Gore 2,
all
the sequel.
All you're going to do is see blood everywhere.
Right.
Rivers of blood.
Heads flooding in it.
Right, and then it's like, well, I want to play. And then they have, like, you mentioned Steam, which is a part of Valve.
Yeah, the Valve delivery system.
Yeah, Valve put out their games as an example. I love their games. It's great, great storyline, great company, whatever. And their female character is a strong, independent woman. She's fully dressed. You know, it's it's far from the Duke Nukem realm.
That's true.
But
there is a range of games.
That's right.
Also, the thing that needs to be pointed out here that never, ever gets pointed out is that these games could be called anti-male, too, because nobody looks like the characters in these games. Their heads are the size of their fists.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. Either they have disproportionately large hands or disproportionately small heads on bodies unlike you can even see in the bodybuilding world. There's just nobody that's built like these mutants that they put out there for young boys to look at over and over and over again. Could this give them a destructive, picture of self? I suppose you could make that argument, but I read comics, and I don't,
superheroes,
you know, I mean,
built bodies.
I worked out for a while. Life just went on. I mean, I think young men are always going to be concerned with their bodies, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, JJ, about the female characters being strong and intelligent in other games. Clearly, that may not be the case in Duke Nukem, but there's a marketplace of games where the market gets to choose what is and what is not available. And then you've got other games where, you've got like the Grand Theft Auto games where there's just innocent people on the streets where they're being slaughtered. You can just slaughter innocent people, and clearly it's very upsetting to a number of folks. But
in Grand Theft Auto, you can do... Oh, in Vice City, where you can do drug deals, too. And hits.
So. Yeah.
Yep.
Hits.
But yet we don't have a rash of people going out, teenagers going out and doing those things.
Absurd.
No more than we've ever had. There have been gangs for a long time, right? So the idea that Grand Theft Auto is somehow going to increase gang activity is pretty silly. 1-800-259-9231. An update on the kill team coming up, plus the latest on what's happening in Libya. Your thoughts as well are welcome. You can bring up anything. Hour 2 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.